Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem 1 free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
I didn't know where I was going still last year, and so I remember about a year ago I was still back at Purdue just training, still hoping I was going to get drafted. So a lot of different stressors, and just lucky to be in the spot, lucky to be a part of an organization in general, especially an organization like this. So the offseason has been, it's been great. I've been able to reflect on the privilege it is to play football here.
What is the kind of participation been like in the building the last couple of weeks, just kind of people being around and being a presence here?
Yeah, definitely people filtering back in. And we had a good group throughout the entire offseason that stayed in Vegas and worked out. But then obviously guys coming back and new faces, old faces. So it's a lot different than college. You know, you're with your guys the whole offseason really in college. And so it's been fun to see guys I haven't seen in a while. Fun to, you know, be with guys who, like I said, have been here. But overall, it's been a good experience.
Aiden, how much time did you take off after the season for rest, and how long have you been, you know, back at it in training?
Yeah, I took a couple weeks off right after the season to just kind of get away from football and rest my mind. But I like to be doing stuff throughout the year, so even a couple weeks I got a little stir crazy and was itching to get back. So basically a couple weeks after the season was back in here working out, and nothing too crazy, but just wanted to, you know, with this off season, again, it's different for me. You kind of get to lay a foundation and work from end of January, early February to now, and to continue now.
And going back to your days at Purdue, you had to compete for your job almost on a yearly basis. Sometimes even during the season, that seems to be the case. Obviously going into the season, is it something that you're used to and just, this is how it is and just kind of deal with it?
Yeah, I think, especially at this level, and I thought the same thing at Purdue, but especially at this level, there's going to be competition. I mean, it's the best of the best. And so, you know, the coaches and the administration want to bring in the best players possible to try to make the team better. And, you know, the best guys are going to play. And so I'm just trying to do my job. Yeah, like you said, it's new at this level for me, but it's nothing new in terms of the competition. It's been, even since high school, has been what I've been dealing with and working through. And so that's just part of the game. It's not unique to any one position. That's how it is at every position. Obviously only one quarterback plays, but it's part of it.
Does that make it easier for you that you've competed for so long that it's just natural that you know what's going to have to happen to be the guy?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely not used to just being the guy going into the season, and so I definitely think it's probably more foreign for that to happen. Just based on the years of me playing football since high school, it'd be more foreign to me being the unquestioned starter rather than competing.
How do you compartmentalize all that and just focusing on what you have to do and not listening to all the noise that's out there?
Just don't read it. Don't look at it. Don't read it. And I'm definitely good to be naive. I think ignorance is definitely bliss, and that's what I'm doing.
Something that Antonio Pierce said he wanted to see you do more of this season was be more vocal. Is that something that have you done that before at Purdue? Has that been in your character before? Or is that something that you kind of are learning how to do at the next level?
I think definitely it depends on your role. And I again, reflecting, definitely could have done a better job of that last season. And, you know, it's hard as a rookie. My head was spinning. I was trying to figure it out on the fly. And so there's aspects to playing quarterback more than just throwing the football and running the plays that are called. And so, that's definitely something I'm trying to develop and trying to be better at. Also just being myself. Putting my best foot forward every day, but I think definitely leading by example is important. But as a quarterback, I know I have to be vocal. So there's a combination of things I'm definitely working on, like I said, and this offseason was a good time to reflect and work on those things.
What has the conversation been like with new offensive coordinator Luke Getsy?
Yeah, it's been great. Luke's been super open. It was great, obviously, today for the first time to get to hear him talk to the whole offense and address us and I think a guy who definitely loves football. You can tell the passion is there, the love for the game, the desire for us to be able to succeed on offense and do good things and implement a system that can hopefully help us.
To the extent that you know that offense, do you feel like it'll be drastic or subtle changes from what you did last year?
I think, you know, there's similarities to every offense, but I definitely think it's a different offense. There's different, you know, really foundational ideologies that are instilled in what they want to do. And so from the ground up, I definitely think it's going to be a different approach to just how we see the game, what we're trying to accomplish.
How much have you gotten to know Gardner, and what's that been like?
It's been great. Obviously, I've heard stories about Gardner for a long time and been a big fan of his actually for a long time because of his story and how he got to where he was. And so obviously a guy that, again, just loves football, loves being around the guys. And so it's been fun to you know, get to grow that relationship. I think being in the quarterback room, it's super important to have good guys around you. And I was super lucky with Jimmy and Brian last year to have two guys that supported me and helped me and also were fun guys to be around. And I definitely feel that with Gardner.
Has he lived up to the stories you've heard so far? And have you had any Gardner Minshew stories of your own yet?
Not yet. It's still been a short time, so not yet. But you ask me probably in just a couple weeks. I'm sure I'll have some.
Necessarily go the way that you wanted to, but how much fun have you had enjoying March Madness's run with your alma mater?
Yeah, that was super enjoyable for me and my wife both. I think my wife is a bigger fan than I am, but yeah, we love watching our basketball team. They did an awesome job this year. Obviously, they had Zach, who's a great player, but a lot of great other players as well, and so it's fun to see those guys compete, and we were able to go to the Final Four last weekend, and that's a memory we'll have forever. So yeah, super appreciative of them that they did a great job this year.
You spoke a little bit about your reflections on last season, but just, or you personally, what was your main takeaway from your experience as a rookie, and how do you take that experience and move it forward and progress into this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a combination of things. I think definitely that it's difficult to play in this league and to have a coaching change. And just, I think I was lucky. Obviously, at the time, it was hard, but lucky to go through a lot of craziness in my first year. And so, obviously, the NFL is crazy, and things are going to happen. But I think definitely the all the changes that happened in the first year definitely are going to help me for the future. And then just trying to be more grateful, trying to be have more gratitude for the situation I'm in. You know, I think I got a little too narrow-minded last year, and you know, just closed off and put too much pressure on myself at times. And rather than taking a step back and being grateful for the opportunity that I get, I wasn't supposed to be here by any means to be in this position. And so to get the opportunity to compete and play is a privilege.
It's been a little while since we've seen you. It looks like you've maybe gotten into the weight room a little bit. And is that the case? And was there anything in particular you wanted to work on from that end of things?
Thank you. I mean, I just, you know, just been trying to, I think it's a never-ending task, just trying to stay healthy, work on my nutrition. I'm setting up a nutrition plan with our dietitian, Ricky, and just really on all aspects, trying to use the resources at my availability in the weight room. Our strength coaches do an awesome job in the training room, dietitian, mental health, like everything that's at my fingertips, I want to definitely try to use to try to be the best overall athlete I can be.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of Andre James and how much he helps you?
Yeah, Dre is awesome, super laid-back guy, but when you get on the field, he's super intense and wants to win, and he did an awesome job for us last year. Obviously, was rewarded for what he did, and we're happy he's here. And just a guy, I think, if you were to ask the other guys, they love to be around. Super funny guy. Just a fun person to have in the huddle, in the locker room. And then he was, obviously, we had a our jobs were pretty interconnected last year, handling out a lot of protections in the run game. And so he helped me out a bunch, you know, took stuff off my plate and tried to help me as much as he could. And definitely appreciate him.
Another guy your jobs gets kind of interconnected with in the backfield was Zamir White. And he had such a big end of the season. How excited are you him now? Are you for him now? It looks like he's going to have probably even more opportunities this year.
Yeah, I think the whole year from the preseason on, we were super excited about. We definitely knew he could be a great player. Obviously, we're going to miss JJ because JJ was an awesome player and awesome guy. But Zamir, obviously, especially the Christmas Day game against the Chiefs, took advantage of his opportunities. He's a soft-spoken guy, but, man, works his butt off, you know, does things the right way, the hard way. And it'll be super exciting to see what he can do this year with a full offseason and definitely ahead of steam and momentum.
Oh, man. Thank you. Appreciate
I'm sure that was a little burden that came off your shoulders when it happened. Was it kind of this is where you wanted to be? And
yeah, this was first time being a free agent, so it was kind of all kind of new for me. But I really didn't want to go anywhere. This is a place I wanted to be. And, yeah, just glad we were able to make it happen.
People talk about, oh, it's exciting to be a free agent, but I don't think they sometimes look at the downside of it, like the uncertainty and moving and all that kind of stuff. How was that for the first time?
It was hard, you know, just sitting there and be like, there's nothing, there's no information that you could really get, only like little hints, but it was stressful, you know, not knowing where you could be anywhere in the country within a couple weeks notice. So it was stressful, but like I said, I'm just super happy to be back here.
What are your thoughts on the new coaching staff and obviously AB coming back as the head coach?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we had our first team meeting today. A lot of energy. That's what you felt. You could just feel the energy in the building's different. And we're just all excited to be back with one another, seeing familiar faces. So we're super excited.
Encounters with Gardner Minshew so far?
It's been awesome. He's a super high energy guy. It's you can feel his energy every place you're going. So been in the weight room working out with him, just talking. You know, he's a cool guy. So
there's the Gardner's here. There's the talk of if they would trade up and get a quarterback. But we're also going to talk to Aiden today. Going back, what you saw and playing with him, what did you see over those 9 games that would make you think he could compete for the job?
You know, something that what was cool to see Aiden is he just continued to develop and to grow just throughout his whole rookie season. And it was super awesome to watch that firsthand. He took control of the huddle, you know, first thing he came in and he was super direct, super, you know, took lead of everything. And it was just awesome to watch him grow. And I'm excited to see how he continues to develop as a quarterback.
What's the vibe or energy like among the offensive line? I know you're never going to have the exact same group, but you have some continuity there. What's it been like early?
Yeah, we're going to have some new faces. We only have a couple guys return. We have a lot of guys who left. But, you know, we're looking forward to whoever we get up here in the draft and, whoever we continue to fill in. Got Cody Whitehair in here today. Awesome guy. Just met him today. And, it's nice having a vet like that come in and, you know, be a lot of the experience that he's had, you know, it's just only just going to benefit the whole offensive line room.
Something Antonio Pierce has talked about a couple of times this offseason is there's been a lot of players sticking around in the offseason more than usual. What was sort of the start of that? Was that something intentional by the players or did it just kind of organically happen?
Yeah, I've stayed here pretty much every offseason I had here, and it's just I think it just goes to show how great of a city Vegas is. You know, I think it also goes to show the strength staff that we have here. You know, why would you go out and pay thousands of dollars for, you know, training while you have some of the best equipment, some of the best, you know, food here, you know, always available? There's not really anywhere else you want to go, especially for me. Like, this is awesome. I'm here pretty much 24/7, and I think a lot of the guys are recognizing that too. You know, there's not really anywhere else better you're going to get than this.
Running game, it picked up in that last third of the season. What do you think started going better on the offensive line that you could carry into the next season?
Yeah, I think as far as some of the scheme, we started changing up a little bit of the scheme. We started running a little bit more zone, a little bit more mid zone, and I feel like that kind of fit our kind of, especially as offensive line, it kind of fit who we are as offensive line. And the backs run real hard, and we were just able to, you know, just adjust those and make those adjustments.
Are you excited for what Zamir can do in year 2?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun blocking for him. Super excited to get him back and watch him run the wall.
Andre, even though you're still a young player, you're one of the most long-tenure players now on this team, now coming back in the locker room and in the building. Do you start to feel a little bit more like a veteran now?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, going on to year 6, it's like, man, I was just thinking this other day. It's like, man, it flew by just like this. It's crazy. But, yeah, I'm super excited just to continue to keep developing, continue to keep growing and just working.
You've got some of the younger players now, like Thayer Munford, that, you know, looking to step up this year. Like, how have your interactions been with him and kind of watching his growth as a player?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I think Thayer's developed a lot in this last couple of years. I'm excited to watch what he can do. We've seen him come in and fill for a lot of different positions. I think he looks really comfortable at anywhere he's been playing, and you know, watching him work out, he's done a lot to his body. He has really good footwork. He's able to move really well, especially for how big of a person he is. So I'm excited to see how he grows.
Andre, Cody coming in, you mentioned him earlier, but him coming in, and it's the first day of the program, obviously, but him coming in, he has experience in Getsy's offense. How much can that help you guys get a step ahead learning this new offense going forward?
oh, it's going to be awesome. I was just talking to him today. It was like, you're just like some of the schemes and some of the things that they ran. It's always helpful having a guy who's familiar with the offense, familiar with the scheme and the system, that especially in there in the offense line room, just to kind of pick his brain and just kind of get, you know, some of the keys and some of the information that he's got for, you know, the long time he's been there working with the Bears. So I'm super excited to have him.
Is it quieter around your part of the locker room without Jermaine around?
Yeah, he actually just texted me today. He's like, "You miss me yet?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know I miss you." You know, he's always chirping, so I'll definitely miss him, but always in contact with him.
Okay, obviously you guys have a new offensive line coach. What are some positives you've noticed about Coach Craig so far?
Yeah, we just had a first meeting today. Oh, I met him, you know, a couple weeks ago when he first came in here. Super awesome guy. You know, I feel like he's got a lot of stuff to teach and just all, like, he's just super positive. And it's nice to have that type of mentality, you know, especially in the offensive line room. It's just the energy he brings to the room. It's going to be awesome to work with.
Last year, just it felt like even in the locker room at that last game, it was almost like the beginning of something rather than the end of something. As you pick up now, was there momentum going on, especially after your new coaching change, that you guys can build on from last year?
For sure. There's so much to learn and to grow from last year. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a new group of guys. It's going to be 90 unique individuals joining a team with one goal in mind, to win a world championship. And I think we set the tone for that today at the start of the offseason. A lot of our core group of guys know what they want and are vocal about it and are willing to go out on a limb and say, this is what we want from our teammates, this is what we expect from ourselves. So I'm proud of how we started day one.
The year that you have under the belt with this group and this team and the city, does that give you a little more confidence to be able to be that kind of leader?
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm not coming in learning a new system, trying to learn everybody's name. I know the guys around me, I know the system, so how can I build upon what we started last year?
What's the excitement level for you and the defense, especially with the addition of Christian Wilkins?
I think us as a whole defense, we're at an all-time high in terms of excitement level. Just speaking to the guys in that room, there's so much belief in themselves and each other that we should go out there and be a dominant defense.
Coach Pierce, he said last year that he mentioned you as the first guy that really started to join Max as leading the charge on defense, and then by the end of the year it was all 11. Do you think you assume even more of a leadership role on the defense and in the locker room this year?
Yeah, without a doubt. Going on year two with the organization, guys have shown that they respect me, that they care about my opinion. So it's my opportunity to take young guys under my belt, even older veteran guys that sometimes need a push in the back, and give it to them. And I tell those guys, don't be afraid to coach me up. I'm not this perfect player. So if you notice me lacking in any area, get on me. So I'm not above. As a leader, you got to take and give. So I'm excited to see where we go with the guys.
Robert, I don't know if you were part of the group, but AP said that there was a group of players that, you know, stuck around for most of the offseason. How did that kind of originate? Was it something that was player-led or?
Well, for me, it started from last year coming in this building, and day one I got signed to be a Raider. I went to work out, and I started my off-season program at that point when I got signed, and saw guys like Max in there, Colton Miller, the leaders of the team, showing that they're not too big to come in and work every day in the off-season. So that inspired me to stick around here for the majority of the off-season and to encourage other guys, you know, get in the building. Free meals, free workouts, like, you get to be around the boys. So I was really proud of the guys that did stick around and showed that they're putting in that work. I know the guys that went off campus, they still did their work. They're still putting in that work, but it's always good to be around each other. I think it brings about a level of inspiration both to and from. Guys were asking me, what do you get out from this off-season workouts? I say I get inspired by young guys. I love getting chased. You know, those next guys behind me want my job as bad as I want my job. So how can I keep my job with this team? And just being here inspires me.
There's another young guy, Tyree Wilson, who kind of, he didn't have this last year. You know, he was coming off an injury. Now he has been able to devote, you know, most of his time to football. Is he one of those young guys that, you know, you guys understand what the potential is there and trying to push him to get there?
Yeah, around this league, I've heard it from many different coaches. The biggest jump in a player's career is often from year one to year two. it's because they get to see a full off season. They get to see what the NFL is all about. They get to see how to take care of their bodies, how to prepare. So we're expecting to see a huge upswing from Tyree. I know he expects to see it in his game as well. And when you get a guy who's very talented and eager and hungry to get out there and work, the only thing is to go up from there. So we're excited to see what contributions he'll make.
Whether it's been minute or maybe none at all, just going from being your linebacker coach to now being the forefront of the organization, your head coach, what differences have you noticed in AP?
AP is who AP is, and he's unapologetically himself. So for him to take over as a head coach and you continue to be so humble and to be who he is as a person, I think is special, because we as players have a very keen eye for telling when a coach is being coach talk or just talking to talk. AP doesn't do that. He speaks from the heart. He lays out a very clear and concise picture of what he wants this offseason to look like, what he expects our team to look like. And as players, we just go about getting his vision to come through to fruition. So I feel like AP is very clear and concise with what he wants. And it's us job as leaders to make sure everybody follows along with the vision.
With it being draft time and you being an undrafted guy, does that still kind of push you and give you a little bit of edge to, you know, your workouts and what you do on the field on the daily?
Yeah, I would say the chip on my shoulder has grown to a crack on my shoulder. At this point in my career, you get some recognition, you get some praise, but at the same time, you know that there's so much more out there for you to go take. Young guys inspire me. Seeing how talented the rookie class will be, seeing how talented these young undrafted guys, Kanai, Luke, you know, Bernie, late round draft pick, are, and how talented they will be as players, that inspires you to stay on your game. You know, you can't take a step backwards. You got to keep finding ways to improve your game. The moment you look worse than you did the previous season is the fastest way to get out of this league. So I'm looking forward to showing my improvements this coming season.
Is there a message to somebody that whose draft night might not work out the way they hope it will in a week or so?
Yeah, every year I go out on Instagram and put out a little message on draft night. You don't need to be drafted to play, have long, successful careers in this league. I'm not the only one. There's tons of guys all over the league. AP being an undrafted player who went on to win two Super Bowls as a Green Dot middle linebacker, now a head coach in this NFL. So you look at guys' journeys and you try to pick and learn from those guys' journeys, especially those undrafted players, James Harrison being one of those guys I looked up to. And what does it come down to? It comes down to hard work, execution, getting better every day. So I'm focused on doing that right now.
So, Rob, you kind of alluded to having to get better. Last offseason, you got better in pass coverage. What are some things you're looking to improve on this offseason?
Yeah, for me, football comes down to fluidity. You can see it with the naked eye. An untrained eye can tell fluidity versus non-fluid. And for me, the fluidity of motion speaks to the level of athleticism and preparedness that the player has. So if I could get my game to look crisp and smooth and not taking false steps, being violent on ball carriers, being a good teammate, I always challenge myself, how could I become a better teammate to my players? So there's so many things to work on, and we just try to get 1% better in each one of those areas.
Do you have your opinion on the hip drop rule, and you know, with all those changes being made, how do you think that that will propel you to become a
better? At the end of the day, it's a rule. We've had rules in this game forever. You either learn how to abide by them or you get penalized. At the end of the day, I am somebody who's a big proponent of player safety. So if the stats are true, if people are getting injured at an unnecessarily high rate because of a play that could be stopped, I believe it's good for the game. I am all about the longevity of football as a whole, and I love this game of football, and I want to see it played for 100 years from now on. And if it's the bet for the betterment of the game, I'm all about it.
What exactly you can't do, like an exact understanding of what's going to be not allowed?
I think there's still some gray in the area, and over the course of OTAs and mini camp and training camp, we'll have so much video recognition of what can and can't be done that we should have a better idea come the start of the season.
Did you you to make it tough, like to, when you're trying to bring down a ball carrier, of like, oh wait, I can't do this, right? I mean, does it something that enters your mind during the field of play?
It's definitely something that can enter your mind, and at that point, hopefully, it's become so trained into how you play as a player that you're not just going to go out there and make a mindless mistake as falling on somebody's legs. For me, it's all very micro decisions, like you're making decisions every millisecond. And I believe that as an NFL player, you have the ability to make those decisions, yes or no. So it comes down to the discipline, the training, and being able. We'll see how it plays out at the end of the day. But, it'll be interesting.
One of your most memorable moments last year is after that Sunday night game on TV. You announced you and your wife were expecting a child. What's this offseason been like with not only having football but having a big life change to prepare for?
Yeah, my beautiful wife is still pregnant. We got about 8 to 10 more weeks. We just found out the baby was flipped the right way. So the baby girl is ready at any point. But hopefully she'll bake a little bit longer, get nice and strong and fat. And then join us here sometime in June. So.
Getting any advice from Max?
Definitely getting a lot of advice from Max and so many other girl dads on the team. We just had 4 little babies under the age of 1 swimming in our pool literally 2 days ago. So there's a whole slew of young parents who are doing a great job, and I'm just excited to be one of them here shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.